Welcome, friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
The predominant churches of our day bear little, if any, resemblance to the churches of the New Testament. Entertainment and education have, for the most part, supplanted true worship and Holy Ghost enlightenment. This can be seen most clearly in the establishment of a class of men commonly called the clergy. Ministry today is defined as a profession which one decides to enter. Not all of God's children are given teaching gifts, but all of them are called to the ministry of the saints. As we study the Word of God, we find that those who are apostles, prophets, teachers, etc., are so because of gifts and callings given them, rather than something they learned somewhere or some position of esteem that has been bestowed on them. This calling cannot be escaped, as Paul testified. For though I preach the gospel, I have nothing to glory of. For necessity is laid upon me, yea, woe is unto me, if I preach not the gospel. If a man can live without preaching, then he does not have this calling that Paul speaks about. It is impossible that a man can, by his own study or by the instruction of others, prepare himself to preach the unsearchable riches of Christ. He can't even know where he ought to go except that the Lord sends him there. Philip knew nothing of the Ethiopian eunuch's desire to understand the Scripture, nor did he have any idea of where he was. Yet the Lord sent him to the right place at the right time with the right message. Was this a mere coincidence? While it is necessary that those who are thus called should be serious students of the Scriptures, they more importantly must also be given to prayer. Because a man is sent from time to time with a message does not mean that every time he opens his mouth, he has been sent. God is able to shut the same mouth that he's able to open. Lest a man be lifted up with pride and think that the power of his message is in his eloquence and not the Holy Ghost. Do you rejoice in nothing but the preaching of Jesus Christ and him crucified? Or are you enamored with men with smooth words and exciting music? Such things are a delusion. Christ is all.